Great day, amazing humans. Yes. And welcome to Thriving Thursdays on the Own Your Thrive podcast. Are you ready to be inspired by chewable size episodes? Well, I think you are. So let the show begin. Great day, amazing humans. Yes. And welcome to another episode of Thriving Thursdays. I am joined by Gabby Mamone. Hey, Gabby, how you doing, girl?
I'm great. You know, and it's so funny, even though we're on, you know, audio, I can see that when you say my last name, Mamone, you're using your hands and, you know, you're just really getting into the groove of it. I love it. I love it.
Well, I actually hear that, like, if you want an Italian, and I know it's a bad joke, so I apologize if it's not a good joke, but I once heard that if you want an Italian to stop talking, have them sit on their hands.
Yeah, totally. Oh, yeah. You so can I shut me up. No problem.
So I just don't think your last name would sound so good if I didn't use my hands with anything.
That's too funny.
Okay, well, so what are we talking about today?
Yeah, I'm excited to do this, you know, chewable Thursday. We'll keep it short, but I want to pick your brain on the topic of leading with love.
Oh, yes. I love it.
Yeah. And, you know, really people that know you know that you're caring and you're inspiring and you're empowering. And you know, you're a senior executive. And really, I'd like you to maybe just tell us a little bit about what you do in your professional life. And then what's your definition of leading with love?
Yeah, sure. So I work in corporate and I am in technology and I'm at the company I work in now, I am in a leadership role. So an executive role. So I lead a team of, you know, extremely intelligent, technologists, and all of them have different areas of disciplines. And what we do all day, every day is really deliver, you know, so I have a delivery role right now on the infrastructure side of tech. And I love it. I'm very fortunate to get to do what I get to do every single day. And it's a true blessing. I love what I do. It's never the same day. And we're delivering exciting products and services for our customers. And it's exciting to see when even just people show up in places and I see them leveraging tools and systems that my team and I have helped put in. It feels good.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I know that leading with love is really the key to leadership success. Mm-hmm. And, you know, who do you feel it benefits? The leader, the follower, both? What are your
Everyone.
Thoughts on that?
I just to give a little bit of a backstory, because I know we don't have a lot of time, but how I got here, I think matters, because I would say that when I started early in my career, we weren't talking about love in the workplace. Mm. And I know for a lot of people now, it's an uncomfortable thing. I work with a lot of men. And the majority of the people on my team, unfortunately, are men. Right. And I do not hesitate to tell them that I love them, you know, because it's not the romantic type of love. I when I use the word leading with love, it's leading from a good place. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, and my love is something that I really have worked on the last 6 years to connect to the depths of me, you know, to that, to that place beyond whatever pain, shame, resentment, frustration I've ever felt, inadequacy, you know, jealousy, whatever, beyond all of that, like ripping all of that out to really get to the true essence of who I am. So that's when I talk about love, it's really your ability to connect with that true self, you know, that is without pain and feeling of resentment and anything that's contrary to love. And so it's interesting because I'm very fortunate, and not sure how many people can say this, but I have my journals from when I was a little girl. And I took time last year. I happened to have the opportunity to speak in a couple of the speaking competitions, which is where you and I met. Mm-hmm. But I had taken time at that, you know, as I was getting ready to tell my story, to read some of my story, you know, to read the story in the moment that it was happening. And there's a lot of stuff that I suppressed, but one of the themes that I saw just anchored in every single post was a little girl who didn't feel love, you know, and it's not, and I'm not saying I wasn't given love. I didn't feel it. Mm. And now that I'm older, way wiser, more experienced, I recognized that it wasn't something I needed to get. It wasn't something I needed to receive. It was something I needed to feel. It was something I needed to embody and to be. And so my last 6 years have really evolved to that light bulb moment, which is whereas I am love. Uh-huh. And in really becoming, when I talk about, and I think it's probably because I spent so much of my life feeling like I needed it externally when it always lived inside of me, you know? Uh-huh. And if there's anything to anyone that's listening here today is, you know, when you'll feel love, be extremely quiet in that moment when you feel it. It could be you're out with your friends and everyone's laughing mm-hmm. and it feels good. Just stop.
Mm-hmm.
And feel that smile that comes from that place and actually feel it. It courses through your body in a way, mm-hmm. you know? That's your love. That's mm-hmm. your love. That's you. That's you, you know? And if you can find that you in every experience and circumstance as much as possible, or at least return to that as much as possible and move forward from there, you are going to start to manifest love in a way that you never saw coming. And I believe that that's what happened to me in corporate, right? Like, and so, you know, I started to feel really, really good as I worked on myself and started to, you know, forgive the, what I thought was once the unforgivable. And really open, allow space for myself to become, you know, and allow space for myself to have my failures, but still recognize that it doesn't define me, and just allow myself to really start all over again with, you know, with how I showed up, you know, and starting to really focus on that. I gave up really, really quickly. It's the other person. I recognize that mm-hmm. I am the common denominator in all of my experiences. Let's just be real. And so I default to, it always starts with me. And I can't feel something that doesn't already exist inside of me. So good or bad. If I feel joy, it's because joy lives inside of me. If I feel love, it's because love lives inside of me. If I feel anger, it's because anger lives inside of me. And so with that realization, I use that as my, you know, to navigate, you know, my experiences and my circumstances. And that's what happened to me at work. I started to feel really good. And I didn't want to hog it. I wanted to share it. And I might've started off timidly at first. I think, like, I'll be honest with you, I don't even know if I started off with intention. I had this desire to make everyone around me feel better, be better. And that organically grew to now, you know, me being this loving mm-hmm. element that courses through the halls of my workplace and trolls our community of employees and colleagues and sends love, you know, and finds my places and spaces where people just needed love and they didn't even realize it until I showed up, you know, just being that person that email that pops up in your inbox that says, great day, you know, and ends with all the greatest, you know, and walking into elevators and wanting to leave whoever I was with just a, you know, just a drop of love to carry them through their day. And that feels so good. Like, it doesn't require much energy, you know, and I find it fulfilling. My day. So when I talk about leading with love, you know, that's what I hope to do everywhere in my life, you know? So one of my prayers every day is I ask for God to allow me to experience love in every area of my life. You know, nothing is, there's no exception, just every area, my finances, my marriage, my career, my side hustle, my fitness, you know, just love everywhere. You know, with this podcast, you know, everything. Yeah.
And, you know, I love that about you because, you know, I remember when we first met, I was really drawn to you because I felt your love. You know, you gave me time. You gave me attention. You know, you looked at me in the eye and you listened to what I had to say and I felt important. Mm-hmm. And, I, you know, I even invited you to one of my speaking events last year and you were, remember, one of my speakers.
Yes.
And, you know, you showed me so much love. You kind of anticipated what my needs were at the event and you asked me questions and, you know, you would just, you told me that I was amazing. And so you showed me love in so many ways and, you know, I remember that. And I think that's why I was so drawn to you and I adore you. So I'm telling you publicly that I love you.
Thank you. I appreciate you. And I'm drawn to you. And I believe we are a mirror, right?
Of,
yes. You know, good. I think good attracts good. Good truly attracts good. And yes, it feels good to feel good, you know, and, you know, if you find it hard to say the love, then just say good, because that's essentially, it's synonymous, right? Like yeah. That's what I, you know, that's for me. Love for me is God. Yes. And if you can't say God, then say good, drop it, add an O, you know, I drop an O, you add an O, whatever, you know, whatever floats here. At the end of the day, we know what good feels like. And that's where we should all, that should be our starting point. That should be how we choose to show up. And I, you'll be surprised at how much more, and I hate to use the word control, but I would say, what could be another word instead of control? So like create. The kind of experiences that you can create when you lead from a place of good or love or God, whichever one you choose to use. One of my mantras is I create amazing experiences for myself and others. And I hold that near and dear. Yeah. I truly try to do that. Yeah. I still have a lot of work to do. And I think I live on the edge of emotion, and I recognize that that's a big one for me. If I know I have left, like my husband, if he's not feeling good, I tend to react because I don't like the fact that I had an experience with him where he didn't feel good. I mean, it's inevitable that that's bound to happen, but I do believe that I could have shown, there's always an opportunity to show up better. And so while I may not have shown up at my best for that particular one, it won't catch me again. You know, it'll catch me doing a little bit better. I may not blow up in the first minute. Maybe it'll be minute five, but at least it'll be 4 minutes, four more peaceful minutes.
So we're almost out of time. So I would ask you, I would like to ask maybe what's one thing that you'd like to share with the listeners about, you know, how can they create amazing experiences? Maybe what would be some examples that they can look forward to in their days?
Yeah, I think you need to be convinced that you're capable of doing that. You know, we are creators, not consumers of this world. And if you can really land on that, and if you don't know how, and you know, I don't know how many episodes I need to say, Google it. Google how to be a creator. And creating experiences is really, it's your commitment to showing up and being present. You can't create experiences when your head is down on your phone, or you show up with your arms folded and not willing to open up, or you're showing up guarded, or you're already showing up with a, you know, with a perception of what you think is going to happen, you know, and it's not in your favor. Like that's not creating an experience. But when you can walk into an experience and just let it be and let it unfold the way it needs to unfold, and recognize that it's not there to harm you, but to grow you, and that this is an experience that you get to live. And for the main fact that you have life and breath, then you see that as a blessing and not a curse, right? Then I think you become a creator, and we should all strive to be creators and not consumers. So that would be my parting message.
I love that. And thank you so much for sharing that wisdom with us. And on that note.
Yeah, this is where we say, we're out.
Bye-bye.
So there you have it. I hope you're thriving and thoroughly enjoyed this episode. And remember, whatever medium you are listening to this on, please subscribe, like, review, and share this podcast with somebody else that you think could benefit from the tips that were delivered. Because when we share, that is truly when we have the capacity and the power to change the world. It's been awesome hanging with you. It's your girl, and I'm out.